Audio, the original extreme sport.
Well, we welcome you. It is the 84th annual Caldwell Mack Rodeo, the Rodeo where the Cowboys will start.
It has been a big week for Cowboys at the Caldwell Night Rodeo. Now in its 84th year, it is one of the largest and longest running events in Canyon County. Over five nights, 45,000 fans flock to Caldwell to watch the best professional Cowboys and Cowgirls compete. It is listed among the top 20 professional rodeos. CNR says it brings between $10 to $12 million to the local economy every year. Boise State Public Radio's Laramie Lavalla goes to the rodeo each year, and this week she caught up with bullfighter Cody Webster from Wayne, Oklahoma. He has a long list of titles, including a 2014 PBR World Finals bullfighter, and with the sound of the Caldwell Night Rodeo in the background, Cody tells us why he comes back to Caldwell year after year.
Your friends, Bakery Bullfighters, Cody Webster and Nathan Hart, to take the bull away from them. How about you give it up for those two talented gentlemen?
I think 2012 would have been my first year here. Came here, and then in 13 I ended up getting my first run at the Wrangler NFR, which is a Super Bowl of rodeo. So I owe a lot to this rodeo. It kind of really put me on the map and helped me out, and it's just one rodeo I look forward to coming every year. The crowds are crazy. They're packed. Great livestock. And what more can a guy ask for? A lot of money, and guys try hard. It's a great rodeo. I'll just be honest. It's the animal that drives me. It's the bull just getting to be in the arena with an animal that basically could do anything to wipe me out or make my day worse. And when I can step in there and use my wits and my mechanics to basically make an 1,800-pound bull work against himself, that's what drives me every day. So the future bullfighting is looking very bright. The freestyle bullfights are making a big return, and there's a lot of young guys that's getting the opportunity to go basically do what I had to do, burning up the road, and they're actually going to get a chance to make some money. It's a great time to be a young guy coming up. With everything kicking off, there's no better time to be a young cowboy right now, and that's whether you're a bullfighter, bull rider, bronc rider, it don't matter. If you're a cowboy, right now is a great time. It's a dying sport, and it's something that a lot of people really enjoy.
And with me now to talk about the Caldwell Night Rodeo, our veterinarian, Dr. Brian Vertman, the first vice president of the board of directors of CNR, and Rick Foster, program director of the Justin Sports Medicine team. They're joining me on the phone since you guys are busy out there at the Caldwell Night Rodeo. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to chat with us.
Thank you, Gemma.
So, Dr. Vertman, I want to start with you. We know a lot about what happens in the front of the rodeo, the bull riding, the horse roping, all of that. We heard from Cody Webster. He talked about, you know, the energy of it. But you spend a lot of time behind the scenes, so helping put the rodeo together. So tell me kind of what that looks like during CNR.
Yeah, it's a really busy time during CNR. You know, we really take a lot of pride and take the health and the welfare of the animals very seriously, and it's my job to make sure that, you know, everything is well taken care of. I got to hand it to our stock contractors, Powder River Rodeo, and all their subcontractors. They do an outstanding job of preparing these animals and taking care of them before they even get here and during the time that they're here. And it makes my job a heck of a lot easier. And so my job is just to kind of make sure that, you know, the animals are safe, and should an injury occur, you know, I'm always right there in right outside of the arena, ready to, you know, check anything out should something happen.
Well, I think it's interesting, Doctor, that people would maybe not even realize that there's a veterinarian as part of the rodeo. But I mean, it makes sense. But I have to say, I've never thought of that aspect of it.
You know, CNR talks a lot about, you know, the rodeo where the cowboys are the stars, but we got to hand it to our stock contractors and their livestock. They're world-class animals. You know, a lot of them are, you know, buck and horse of the year, buck and bull of the year. These are animals that are at the top of their game, and we consider them to be high performance, you know, professional athletes as well, just like, you know, a professional basketball or football player would be. And they take care of them, their animals, just like those professional athletes would take care of their bodies so that they can perform at their highest level. and stay relatively injury-free and safe.
And, Rick, I want to bring you into the conversation with this. Tell me what the Justin Sports medical team is, because I know you guys have a tagline. It says, if you're going to rodeo, you're going to get hurt.
Yes, yes, ma'am. That's that kind of goes along with what you've discussed with rodeo and Cody Webster mentioning 1,800-pound bulls and Dr. Vortman that needs to work on these equine athletes and the other animal athletes out there, that the opponent's quite a bit bigger. So in our sport, it's a disregard for maybe the weight classes or the age limits. We have a lot of big large forces when you have a large animal going against a small cowboy.
And you have to make sure that the cowboy stay as injury-free as possible as well, just like Dr. Vortman said about the animals, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're very fortunate to have people at major rodeos like a Caldwell Knight Rodeo with a Dr. Vortman, with the sports medicine professionals that work with us from St. Luke's and St. Al's, and the support of the medical community, because we need to keep these athletes going. It provides a great entertainment. It's the original extreme sport out there, and these athletes need to make money, so they need to stay healthy to compete.
And, you know, and over the years, it seems that rodeo's gotten safer. And talk to me a little bit about the improvements that have been made. Like, you know, we were just out at the Snake River Stampede in July, and, you know, the cowboys, especially, you know, the bull riders, they do the bronco riding as well. You know, they've got helmets on, and that used to not even be the case.
Right. You know, we've had a lot of made a lot of improvements in the equipment that provides protection, and not only with the helmets and protective vests, even small things like the shaps protect their legs and long sleeve shirts. And then we add the tape and leather gloves and product there. You also notice that what Caldwell does with their chutes, they have protective padding that covers the back of the chute. So if a horse does jump up or rear up a little bit, the rodeo athlete's protected there. And those chutes are sponsored by St. Al's, and another great, great opportunity in the medical community to take care of our athletes.
And Dr. Vortman, I would assume that those padded, that, you know, putting that padding there also helps the animal, keeps the animal protected as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's got to be a big part of your job, too, is, you know, talking about the fact that we want animals, we want athletes to be safe in this process. And I am running out of time, so I'm going to say thank you to both of you. You do have rodeo tonight and the finals tomorrow night, correct?
That's correct, Gemma.
Okay, and people can go out and get tickets.
The finals are tomorrow night.
And what time does it start tomorrow evening?
8 p.m.
So get out to the Caldwell Knight Rodeo if you have not experienced it. I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. Always fun to talk about rodeo this time of the year. Thank you both for coming in.